Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about coconut oil in your diet. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Paige Clauser, Mississippi State University dietetic intern. Paige, in the last few years, coconut oil has become a huge hit for those striving to eat healthier. What is all the rave about with coconut oil? Is it as healthy as people say it is?
Almost everyone now has heard of coconut oil and its health claims. Coconut oil is pretty much 90% saturated fat, and saturated fats do not have a good rap since they're like main contributors to a lot of diseases and comorbidities. But there has been a lot of research and discussion on coconut oil that says the types of saturated fats in coconut oil may be better for us, and there are a lot of potential benefits from using or consuming coconut oil.
So tell me, what's the difference between the normal saturated fats that people know about and the saturated fats in coconut oil?
Good question. So true coconut oil is made up of medium chain triglycerides, or what we say MCT for short. Fatty acids can come in a variety of lengths, short, medium, long. These are saturated fats that have a shorter chain structure, which are quickly absorbed and used by the body. When we think saturated fats, we typically think of them as solid at room temperature, such as butter or margarine, whereas our mono or polyunsaturated oils are liquid at room temperature, like vegetable oils, olive oil, canola oil, those things. MCT, which is a primary component of coconut oil, is in fact saturated, but is liquid at room temperature, which kind of defies what we typically think about oils. So there is a lot of theory that surrounds this special saturated fat. Because these types of saturated fats are absorbed quick and used for energy, it potentially promotes satiety and prevents fat storage. After doing some research on this myself, it seems that this theory can only apply to a special form of coconut oil, not these commercialized oils that most people would buy at the store.
Okay, so what are some of these benefits that you mentioned about coconut oil having?
A lot of the talk of health benefits around coconut oil is not necessarily well-researched information. A lot of people kind of claim they're experts on these topics. And there is potential for coconut oil to have a beneficial effect on heart disease, weight loss, and blood cholesterol. It's also shown to raise LDL cholesterol and possibly have adverse effects. So there is some controversy there. If you are choosing a cardioprotective eating pattern, then it is important to talk to your healthcare provider before adding coconut oil or other forms of fat to your typical eating pattern.
It doesn't sound like coconut oil is all that it's hyped up to be. What is your professional opinion about coconut oil, and how should we include it in our diet, if at all?
So based on the research out there, I would not swear by coconut oil having like magical powers or anything, which some people totally do. Coconut in general has a lot of awesome health benefits pertaining to skin and hair. There has been a lot of talk about how people in like so-and-so country or island are super healthy and they eat coconut all the time. And so like, why can't we? And whatever. This is true. They eat the entire coconut though, the meat, water, and all. So they're not using these processed oils that people are swearing by. They're probably seeing a lot of benefits from coconut because of their lifestyle and using that available resource in their food. So to those interested in coconut oil, I would recommend that they minimize consumption. There is more known about the adverse effects of saturated fat that are prevalent in coconut oil than anything. Should they use it at all? Sure. I don't think like incorporating it into our food or meals in like small amounts is bad, especially if no disease or comorbidity is already present. If there are already a health risk or disease present, I would say to avoid coconut oil more and stick with oils that provide a majority of unsaturated fats like olive, sunflower, and canola oils. There are still diseases, though, where like MCT oil can be super beneficial. So I would say it's something to discuss with a registered dietitian or a healthcare provider if you do have an existing condition.
For more information, we can go to extension.msstate.edu. And click under nutrition, right?
Yes. And there are also lots of resources online, such as Harvard University and the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Today we've been speaking with Paige Clauser, dietetic intern. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.